This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. How many of you here can claim that they're mashallah, they're flawless? Anyone dares to raise their hand to say, I am flawless, I do not make any mistake, I don't commit any sins? Nobody? Otherwise you won't be here, right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of Jannah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about one of those most important basic elements of human nature. Hadith number 1871, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala qala wa an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walladhi nafsi biyadih law lam tudhnibu ladhahaba Allah ta'ala bikum walaja'a biqawmin yudhnibuna fayastaghfiruna Allah ta'ala fayaghfiru lahum. Rawahu Muslim. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the one in whose hand my soul is, if you do not commit sins, Allah would replace you with the people who would commit sins and seek forgiveness from Allah. And Allah will certainly forgive them. Rawahu Muslim. What does this hadith mean, Jama'ah? Does it mean, hey, I mean, that's an invitation, right? Astaghfirullah. No, that's not what it means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like, He had created you with the possibility and the ability to err and make mistakes. Like, you are not the perfect creation like the angels, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran as what? La ya'asuna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'murun. They never disobey Allah azza wa jal, no matter what command they receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will fulfill His command. We're not at that level. And we will never be at that level. Why is that, a jama'ah? Because we're human beings. We can see that from Hadith Handala, who one day was walking in the streets of Medina. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he meets him, he goes, good morning, ya Handala, how are you doing today? Handala immediately, he said, قَالْ نَافَقَ Handala. He said, I feel hypocrite today. To which Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was shocked. He said, what do you mean? He goes, قَالْ نَكُونُ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَيُحَدِّثُنَا فَكَانَنَا وَالْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارَ يَعَيْنَ. We sit with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, we hear from him, we feel as if we see Jannah and Jahannam with our own eyes. Like we see reality. وَلَكِنْ إِذَا خَرَجْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِهِ وَعَافَسْنَا الْأَوْلَادَ وَالْأَزْوَاجَ وَالْأَوْلَادَ نَسِينَا كَثِيرًا. The moment we leave, we go home, we intermingle with our spouses, our children, we forget so much. Which means our iman dips, goes down. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, he told him, he says, look, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَكُونُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ كَمَا تَكُونُونَ عِنْدَ صَفَحَتْكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً. If you could be at home the way you are with me, the angels will shake hands with you in the streets. What is he saying exactly? That if you are at that level of practice and dedication and devotion, you will be what? Angels. But we're not. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by design, He created us with the possibility of making mistakes and error. And He said, قال, and if you were not that type of creation, that's what it means. If you were not that type of creation, He would have removed you and would have created another creation that has the possibility to make mistakes and error, so they could come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking forgiveness so He could forgive them. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is Al-Ghafoor, the one who forgives. Al-Ghaffar, the oft forgiving, subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-Tawwab, the one who accepts the repentance over and over again. All these beautiful names in relation to what? To you and I, and what do we do? Which means in our mistakes. And if there is nothing to forgive, what does it mean to be forgiven? If no mistakes to amend, then what the meaning of tawbah? So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith, He says in the hadith Qudsi, says, if you did not have that possibility of making mistakes, I would have changed you completely. Now, our ulama, they say, but alhamdulillah, that's even show a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means if you make mistakes, it's all right. Fix it. That's all what you need to do. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here also we learn from this hadith as well, is that to be careful. Just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, and He's oft forgiving, and He accepts a person's tawbah, is there any guarantee for anybody's sin to be forgiven? Ya jama'ah, is there a guarantee? If someone makes a mistake, here's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you don't make mistakes, Allah will change you to another creation that will make mistakes to forgive them when they come back to Him. Is there a guarantee for us to be forgiven our sins? The answer is no. So what does that mean? Don't take your chances with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't say, oh, the hadith is an invitation to make mistakes. It's okay then to make mistakes. No, it doesn't say that. The hadith tells you, look, if you make a mistake, you have a chance to be forgiven, but there is no guarantee. So don't try to take your chances and say, okay, so if we make mistakes, then let it be. Try to avoid making these mistakes. Don't do them deliberately. Don't make them intentional. But if they do happen, that's when you come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness. Another lesson we learn from this hadith is, as human beings, we are perfect in a certain way. What does that mean? We cannot reach the angelic perfection. So stop trying to impossible. Stop trying to impossible. Some people, they beat themselves down so much, self-loathing, it just consumes them completely. Why? Because when they make a mistake, they don't tolerate themselves. And they keep beating themselves down until they become desperate. But the same, on the other hand as well too, don't be too relaxed and too confident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, so no matter what I do, Allah will forgive me. No, don't be that type of person. But if you make a mistake, it's okay. Perfection at the level of the angels is not possible for you to achieve. So what is a human perfection? The human perfection, if you make a mistake, you repent. If you make mistakes, you go and you fix it. You reconcile with the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the human perfection. Imam ibn Qayyim ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, قال وليس من شرائط المتقين ليس من شرائط المتقين. It's not a condition to be righteous that you become, that you should be flawless. You make no mistakes. And he said, no, that's not one of the conditions of the righteous ones. ولكن, he says, one of their conditions that if they make mistakes, they repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the meaning of this hadith. So no one can take this hadith as an excuse to make mistakes. Rather, just make your best, inshallah ta'ala, yani way of staying away from mistakes. But if they do happen, return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our shortcomings, ya Rabbil Alameen, and protect us on the path of guidance, ya Allah. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes. A good question. If someone makes a mistake unintentionally and they sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness, does that mean that there is no guarantee Allah will forgive them? What's the answer to this, Jama'ah? Huh? There is no guarantee. Because Allah might actually delay their forgiveness for something else. Whatever that is. Not because of that particular sin. But as a believer, I'm responsible to do the right thing. And what is the right thing if I make a mistake? That I sincerely return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His forgiveness and tawbah. Now, the ulama, they have two positions on this matter. Some, they tell you, take the path of confidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Other ulama, they say, no, wait. Like one of the stories of the Salihin, he was once seen crying. So a man came to him, قال, what's going on? I mean, you're crying too much. Why don't you take it easy on yourself? So he said to him, قال, have you ever committed a sin before? He goes, yeah, many. He goes, did you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them? He goes, yeah, I did. He goes, did you get any guarantee they were forgiven? He said, no. He goes, don't go and cry more. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy to you and He'll forgive you. So there are two positions. Some, they say no. If you do your part, be confident, Allah will forgive you. That will make it, put you at ease. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So you can move on with your life. Otherwise, you'll become desperate of the mercy of Allah if you don't actually have that kind of position. Others, they say, no, it's better for you to stay actually on the side of caution so that you don't feel too confident and you stop doing good. So whichever position you want to take, that depends on what's in your heart. Wallahu alam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now you can release your babies, inshallah.